For the next 2 years, the Barnes Foundation is turning over its former ticket office on the Ben Franklin Parkway to Philadelphia's Mural Arts Program. The mostly glass box visible from the sidewalk will be filled with public art projects, including work by artists who were recently released from prison. Details from WHYY's Peter Crimmins.
The Barnes Foundation site on the parkway used to be a juvenile detention center. It's where Russell Craig first entered the criminal justice system, something he would be in and out of for the better part of the next 12 years.
I think I'm more than just me being here. Just that whole era of my life for many years was just a whole different thing than this. So it's just like, it's really overwhelming.
Both Craig and this piece of real estate have changed dramatically in the last decade. He is now a rising artist, often working in the vein of criminal justice reform. And that juvenile detention center was torn down to make way for one of the world's preeminent collections of modern and impressionist art. The Barnes Foundation has given its former visitor center, a small detached building on 20th Street, over to Mural Arts Philadelphia for the next 2 years. With a studio literally at the door of a major art collection, director of Mural Arts, Jane Golden, is thinking about education, artist residencies, restorative justice, and public engagement.
I mean, I think the sky's the limit because it's so interesting to have a space in close proximity to an arts institution like the Barnes. It's like it opens up a sea of possibilities.
Shelley Bernstein with the Barnes says giving the building over to public art projects is a win-win for everybody.
Our strategic plan at the Barnes right now is a lot about how we become more equitable within the city, right? How we become more of an access point. And I started to look around, and Mural Arts was clearly doing impactful work everywhere.
This Sunday, the public is invited to drop into the Barnes Studio to visit the formerly incarcerated artists as they work on an installation intended to be shown in area churches. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.